This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Patriots come hard. He fires to the right. It is picked off at the 40. Vincent Wilfork at the 50, at the 45, and all the way down to the 30-yard line. Vincent Wilfork.
The pregame social is the world's largest virtual tailgate, featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
And the Patriots are world champions again. Back-to-back. Three out of four. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots take on Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints.
Brady awaiting the shotgun snap on fourth down. He's got it. Back to throw. Looks. Fires. Caught. Touchdown. Rob Gronkowski.
Now, Mark, Paul, and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Hello and welcome, everybody, inside the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium for the
False
Dunkin'
start
Donuts
on
Patriots
the host
pregame social. And as you might be able to tell, I am not Mark Bertrand. I am Scott Sudikoff filling in for Mark, who is on assignment this weekend, and that is Andy Hart, already calling a penalty on me.
Yep, false start.
And it's true.
Pink flag on the field.
Already messing up the cough button. On the setup here.
The regular host does it a lot, too.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes me feel
the
a little bit better.
The best part about that is nobody could hear your mess up. So that was a good
Oh, thing. I could.
Andy just had to point it out.
Yep.
Andy's the only one that heard it.
You know, it's better that you pointed it out. Just get it out of the way.
That's right.
Believe
me.
Nerves out of
We're
the way.
We're all friends here. We all F up.
That is true. And plenty more to come.
Yes.
So the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, it's all about you, the listeners. So we want you to call in at 855-PATS-500. You can also email us at webradio@patriots.com. And when you're on Twitter and you want to tweet about the social, of course, use the hashtag PPGS. So, Andy, Paul Perillo is not with us currently right now. He's off doing bigger and better things, I guess.
He's special.
But, Andy, there's a lot to talk about, right? There's a couple big stories that have surfaced.
I know. Is Ryan Wendell going to play or not?
Ryan Wendell.
We need to know that.
And Brandon Bolden. If Brandon Bolden's going to play.
That's the difference. Oh, and that Gronk guy, too, probably.
Yeah, a lot
but
of...
But I don't even remember him. When was the last time he played?
Yeah, a lot of stuff coming out with Rob Gronkowski. We have a feeling that's going to be the majority of our show today.
Yes, and I want to call Patriots fans out, because based on my Twitter feed leading up to the show, fans are getting annoyed, fans are getting angry, put him on IR, blah, 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 blah. Aren't these the same fans who... during the offseason told me, start him on PUP because you want him for the end of the season, not the beginning. You want him in December and January. He's usually hurt then. We need him healthy. Well, why are you criticizing him now then? What's changed? Let him sit out the first six games. What do you care?
Well, I think the argument would be is that you have him on the active roster and now you're wasting a roster space. That would
he didn't put him on the active
right,
roster.
That's not his decision. You're correct.
Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick.
He's the one who put him on the active roster. Gronk didn't do it. I'm being a devil's advocate a little bit here, by the way. I'm a little annoyed with Gronk. He's been practicing for 6 weeks. Get out there.
Yeah, and I think that's mind-blowing, really, that he's been fully participating in the
50 snaps
the
a day,
story.
Dominating.
Yeah, the story that happened when I was gone. The story that came out earlier today, you know, saying that he's taking 50 snaps with the scout team and is acting as Jimmy Graham and doing everything that you would in a practice, fully participating, but he can't play in a game. So that is it. It's very mind-boggling.
And that is apparently beginning to annoy teammates. I'm sure it's already annoyed the coaching staff. I mean, I don't know that for a fact, but I can only think Bill Belichick is annoyed. I mean, we had reports coming out that they wanted him to play as early as week two. We're now at week six, and as you've sort of gotten by our tone, in case you haven't read the reports, Ed Werder, ESPN, Pro Football Talk, NFL Network, all reporting that it's highly unlikely Gronkowski is going to play today. Pro Football Talk reported that he has not been cleared by Dr. James Andrews to play, and therefore this is going to be the sixth game to open the season that he is not in a Patriots uniform. And, I think it's starting to annoy fans. Reportedly is annoying some teammates, and I have to assume it's annoying the coaches. Certainly is annoying me.
Yeah, definitely annoying fans. We already have a couple of emails at webradio at patriots.com.
We call those pre-mails, just so you know.
Pre-mail, I mean. Email?
If they come before the show, they're pre-mails.
Pre-mails. They were all pre-mails then.
Nice.
And one from Edwin in Las Vegas.
Yeah, he'd like you to read it. He tweeted to me. Tell him to read it. Read my email.
I'm going to read it. First of all, he says good afternoon. Then he calls Kevin, our producer, the monkey behind the booth.
So he's one for one.
As he fist pumps there in the background. I mean, let's see. His question, if Dr. Andrews recommends Gronk not to play, and if he's cleared next week, do we assume a 9-month-old fracture got stronger in 6 days? Lastly, what do you make of the report of teammates questioning Gronk's injury and Gronk placing his trust on Dr. Andrews and not the Patriots' medical staff? Consider the source, is what he's saying. PFT now reporting the source is saying that Gronkowski will miss 2 more games at most.
Yes. And I didn't really understand, is that 2 more games after this, or does that include this game? I was a little confused by one game there, but I guess it's somewhat irrelevant. He's not playing this week when they need him. Should be the matchup of the two best tight ends in football and draft classmates, but we don't get that because no Gronk. I have no problem, really, with Rob Gronkowski questioning maybe what he's being told, just because, I mean, you think about what he's gone through in the last year, and when he went back out on the field, rebroke it, surgeries, infections. It's been a long year for him physically, and I can see why you'd want to get a second opinion. And if you get a second opinion, there's no better second opinion than James Andrews. I mean, the first time I ever heard anything bad.
He's the Redskins team doctor.
Well, that's a little weird.
Yeah, well, that is definitely is true. That is
but
weird.
He's also the dominant name in orthopedics. I mean, from Bo Jackson to anything that's ever gone on. I mean, the Red Sox did it. Who'd they send? Clay Buchholz? Go see Dr. James Andrews,
yep.
and if he says you're okay, that'll give you the confidence. And he was okay, and he's back. So I really have no problem with that. And I have to assume if James Andrews doesn't clear him, he feels that he's not ready to play physically. There's some reason he has medically to say Gronk isn't ready to play. WEEI.com had reported this week maybe there was some question as to whether the infection had adversely affected the bone and the bone density or strength wasn't what it should be or could be. I don't know. But I also agree with the emailer. Well, what's going to change in a week? How does the bone become more dense in a week if it hasn't done that over the last months and, you know?
Right.
So it's a weird situation on all levels. And then you have Robert Kraft going on a New York radio show and basically, you know, again saying, you know, the player has to feel comfortable getting out there. Those types of comments, sort of like Jonathan Kraft said a couple weeks ago on the 98.5 pregame show. It's a strange situation, but I mean, the thing I don't understand, and Robert sort of mentioned this, is everybody should be on the same page, theoretically. The guy is under contract for the next 6 years or whatever it is. The short and long-term goals for both sides should be the same. Rob Gronkowski to be healthy when he returns and to maintain his health for as long as possible. So I don't understand really where the divide would be, or if it's a simple divide of doctors not agreeing. You know, Dr. Gill saying, looks good to me, he's fine, he's ready, and Dr. James Andrews saying he's not. I guess that's the explanation, is a disagreement between doctors if you take it based on the facts, but it's frustrating. The word that I think is definitive is frustrating.
Frustrating. That is,
for
yeah.
Everybody. I'm sure Gronk's a little frustrated. You know, even if he's being overcautious, I'm sure he wants to play. Even if he's being advised by his inner circle or his camp and doctor, I'm sure he wants to play. That's what he does. He's Gronk. He wants to be the craziest football player in the world.
And, of course, we want to hear from you, 855-PATS-500 here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. And, again, web radio at patriots.com. And on Twitter, be sure to use the hashtag PPGS. We're still
especially
waiting.
If you're tailgating, by the way. We need some tailgating photos. It's a nice, I would say this is the perfect fall football day here at Gillette Stadium. The sun is out. It was a little cloudy earlier, but cool. You got some leaves in the back, a little foliage coming on. You know, the ladies might be a little chilly, you know, happens there. They send some photos in a tank top. Sun's out, guns out for you guys out there. We need some photos of tailgating in the Gillette Stadium parking lot. So send those in, hashtag PPGS on Twitter, or email them to webradio@patriots.com.
And we're still waiting for Mr. Paul Perillo.
He's just sitting in the other
booth,
staring at me, doing nothing.
Because I have a question, and it's posed to both of you, so I'm maybe going to save
it. Well, you got to wait. Yeah, you got to
wait. Because it says, you know, can you ask Andy and Paul.
Well, we need
so
Paul
I'm
then.
I'm not going to ignore that.
Ooh, fresh off Twitter, Mike Giardi said, Gronk just went by in the other direction, heading toward the press box as if there was any doubt. So, sounds like Mike Giardi, not Mike Gronkowski.
Maybe that's one of Gronk's brothers, though.
Could be.
A bunch.
Saw Gronk going the wrong way, not to the locker room, but to the press box and or exit.
And we officially get inactive around 3 o'clock, correct?
Yes. Too 2:55, 90 minutes before kickoff, and we're at a 4:25, so 2:55 we'll know for sure. And I'm pretty sure it's going to say Rob Gronkowski. I think it's also going to say...
Or Gronkowski, comma Rob, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it could be. It's also going to say Leon Washington, I think. I saw him leaving in a golf cart wearing a walking boot on his ankle. So
Tommy Kelly will be another one.
Tommy Kelly is already out.
So we got like three so far.
And the most important one is Gronk.
And obviously questions about Stephen Ridley, Danny Amendola, but you would think Amendola would play after last week.
The Amendola thing is getting... That's going to get lost in this Gronk, but Bert Breer was tweeting today how he has one completely torn groin muscle, which we sort of knew. It's been reported for a long time, but now the other one is partially torn on the other side. So, I mean, sounds like somebody grabbed him and just did a wishbone and, you know, tried to win something because... And I don't really understand how you play with two bad groins.
Yeah, that's not a positive or a
seems like
a pleasant injury. Yeah, like you said, it had to be a type of a wishbone.
And
I don't want to think about that anymore.
Guess he's not soft. Might be injury prone, but he's not soft if he's playing with a double groin injury.
Yeah, that is the opposite of being soft. We have really so far in the first 10 minutes here, we've neglected the team that they're playing today, the New Orleans Saints, who are 5-0.
Plenty of time post game to talk about that.
Tight end Jimmy Graham, who leads the NFL in receiving yards.
Yes.
It's obviously Drew Brees has never lost to Tom Brady in a head-to-head matchup. He's 3-0.
Was ugly last time, too.
And 38-17, Monday Night Football a couple of years ago, 2009.
The only perfect passer rating of Drew Brees' impressive career.
And that, I mean, obviously for the Patriots, there's not that many guys still left from that team. It's not, obviously,
that's
Brady.
That's good, too. That wasn't a very good Patriots team.
Yeah, that's a discussion for another time, I guess. But yeah, no, I saw people during the week saying, "Oh, this Patriots team will want to get revenge for that." And it's like, what? How can maybe Belichick and Brady, but there's really nobody else that's gonna look back.
Gerard Mayo, maybe. Yeah, Logan Mankins. There's not too many people that are looking for revenge. They just want to win. I think they're looking to bounce back from an abysmal effort last week where they scored 6 points.
Yeah, amazing with the
fewest points. I think they're
going
to need more than 6 points today to win.
By the way, the Bills already have 10 against that vaunted Cincinnati defense.
And not just the Bills, but Thad Lewis and the Bills.
Thad Lewis has got 10 and he's
driving. The pride of Duke.
And he's driving for more before halftime, so
that
tells you something.
That makes us feel good.
Yeah,
way to bring the show up. Gronk's out. Thad Lewis is doing what Brady couldn't. Woo-wee! Pre-game social.
But the Bengals,
biggest party in the world.
The Bills are still losing, though. We'll get that out there.
Yeah, we lost.
Everyone sucks but me.
Yeah, 17.
Brady lost too. Thad Lewis has more points and he's losing.
17-10 Bengals right now over the Bills.
Maybe we should trade Brady for Thad Lewis.
I mean, he was top three ACC all time in throwing yardage.
That dominant Duke program.
But they made one bowl game, so give and take.
Paul's here.
Paul is joining us.
Paul, the new guy effed up literally to start the show.
What did you do?
He didn't turn his mic on.
Well, these things happen.
I called a false start.
I'm used to producers turning mics
flag
on
at
for
him.
Me.
Oh, he I turned did, that did, quick and no, blamed no, the producer. You're going to fit in here. I like you already.
I did turn it on, but you guys know the drill. You got to make sure the little light's on.
Yeah, it's all right. Kevin and I go way back.
I know the drill. I'm a professional. I don't know about this guy.
You're a professional?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Somewhat of a professional.
Wow.
Paul, Gronk just went in the wrong direction, according to Mike Giardi. Went that way.
He was leaving?
He was either going to the press box or the exit, but not towards the locker room or the field.
Yeah, it just not surprisingly, just spent 10 minutes on the Sports Hub talking about the same situation.
Breaking down the loss of Leon Washington?
It ain't good. It ain't
good. Nothing gets by you.
As they say, because it certainly would seem that, and I know you guys probably already talked about this, but certainly would seem like there's some difference of opinion and some disconnect going on, and I don't think those...
No, they're on the same page.
They don't just disappear.
They said they're on the same page.
I know. Some people in the organization are also wondering why he's dominant in practice and not playing.
Yes, not good.
Earlier this week, you guys had something on the on Patriots.com talking about, and you disagree with this, which is always good if you disagree with something. The question was simply, are you frustrated with Gronkowski's situation? Obviously, things have changed a bit now, but...
Yeah,
Andy,
more frustrated.
Andy, you said yes.
Andy's more frustrated.
And you said no,
my
Paul.
Feeling is, and I understand, listen, I mean, am I frustrated? I'm frustrated that he's not on the field. Yeah, so, I mean, I guess Andy's right, but my point being, I don't know exactly what he's dealing with physically. And I think there's an assumption because he's practicing, and it's a logical assumption because he is practicing, that it's not physical, it's mental. And I understand why people would be upset
about
that.
So Dr. James Andrews is a psychologist.
No, but what I'm saying is I'm not going to sit here and get frustrated if he's just not ready to play. and I don't know that he's not ready, you know, that he's that he should be out there. A lot of people seem to think he should be out there. The worm has certainly turned. 2 weeks ago when we started getting these reports about him being out of practice and catching all these passes and getting tackled, the fans really turned on him. And it's going to get worse now with, you know, with this situation, because I don't think anybody thought he would be out for the full 6 weeks of PUP. You wasted a roster spot now for 6 weeks because you didn't even get one game out of him. It's going to get, I think it's going to get ugly here before it gets better. But how does it get fixed? There's only one way. He gets back on the field, plays well, and stays healthy.
No, but
that's it.
Legitimately, how does it get fixed? Like, why would he be cleared next week? Is the bone just densifying?
That's a great.
I made up a word, I think.
Yes, you did. You did. The true professional made up
Indensifying, I'm going to call it from now on.
True radio professionals make up words all
that's
the
time. That's right.
To
fit the situation.
Yep.
But no, that's what my point was, and we were talking about this on Friday, Scott. Andy, me, and Fred. It was May. I think the last surgery on the arm was in late May, where he had, you know, finally the
that was Dr. Jesse Jupiter, of course.
The infection was gone, and
great name,
there was a new plate inserted.
Kind of sounds like a stripper, too, though.
Yeah.
Stage number
two. Put your hands together.
Jesse Jupiter! Look at those moons.
So if that hasn't gotten to the point where he can play, why is it going to just fix itself in 2 weeks?
And how do you know it's to the point where he couldn't play?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it hasn't. That's why I use the word if at the
beginning. No. How does a doctor know? I mean, are we talking literally bone density scans? What are we talking about?
You know,
is Gronk saying
some
it hurts?
Kind of strength test?
And if Gronk is saying it hurts, how is he dominating on the practice field for a month and a half?
I hate the whole dominating on the practice field. I want to eliminate that as even part of the equation. You know, like, we've seen enough practices. We've seen training camp practices, Andy, full practices, right? Where you look and you're like, wow, they're really brother-in-law right now out there. There's no tackling. Right. The coaches are always yelling, stay up, stay up. You know, yeah, is there a physical nature to practice? Yes, there is. The linemen are going at it with the defensive linemen. I'm not sure the tight ends are taking a pounding.
Especially if he was playing Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham doesn't go anywhere near the trenches. He stays out wide. He's a wide receiver.
So I don't know how much to make of the dominant practice. I mean, he's a great player. I expect him to look good when he's on a football field because he's that good.
Where do you
he caught a touchdown while holding his other arm at his side last year against Miami.
Where do you think the dominant practice source is coming from?
That's a great question. Nothing better than we like to media speculate too, Scott. That's some of the things. We just like to check off media people. I don't know exactly where that's coming from. It sounds like a player, the way Ed Werder has sort of talked about it.
Sure.
You know, maybe defensive players aren't happy.
Hmm.
You know, they're going out there every day in practice, and he's torching them, catching, what was it, 50-some-odd balls?
And they show up on they show up on Sunday, and they score 6 points.
Okay.
Sunday.
Yeah, all right.
What? It's the FCC is on strike or shutdown.
Okay.
I think it still applies.
F the FCC.
No, that's
I'm not sure how the internet works, though.
Yeah, we actually don't fall into the FCC. We fall into the RKK.
Yes.
That's Robert Kraft.
He's
more powerful than the FCC.
It sounds like it's a player. Together. And, you know, the team officially has said things like our guy just said right now when he was on New York, ESPN New York, you know, this morning, saying it's up to Rob. We're fully supportive of him. That's what we're saying publicly, but we're getting these stories from anonymous sources behind. Are they the same people talking? I doubt it.
And Tom Brady has been pretty clear with
his frustration,
not so subtle frustration, the way he has said things. You know, I kind of joked comparing it to Spurrier and Clowney. If he wants to play, he can play. I mean, if he doesn't want to play with us, he doesn't have to play with us. You know, like this annoyance that you get.
And the old ball coach got his got some results though.
Yes,
this week.
Yes.
Because they kind of were they were winning games, but not really overly impressive. Looks like they put it together after they had a slapdown of Jadeveon Clowney.
Can they win today without Gronk, since it seems like Gronk's not playing?
Why not?
I don't know. The other team's pretty good. Oh. Drew Brees pretty good. Jimmy Graham pretty good.
Then no.
Running back's pretty good.
We got a tweet here using the hashtag PPGS. It's from Icarus1. If the source is coming from inside the Patriot organization, couldn't it all be hype to throw off the competition? Question mark. Well, there's no question mark.
Well, you're not really throwing off the competition if he doesn't play.
He's inactive.
Right.
Like, that would work any one week where you say he's not going to play, and then all of a sudden he plays, and oh, my God, it's
Vince
McMahon.
Like
he runs out of the tunnel and he kills somebody.
I would love that, by the way.
But
Well, I actually was talking about that on Friday, too.
Really, like, throw anybody off, he doesn't play.
But on Wednesday, if you came out and you had these stories on ESPN that was saying that, you know, sources on the team say that Rob is just killing everybody at practice on a week that you knew he wasn't going to play, then maybe you now force the other team to spend the week preparing for him. But to put it out there when they did, they're frustrated. They want him on the field. You know, whether I'm frustrated or Andy's frustrated doesn't matter. It's clear that the Patriots themselves are frustrated.
And don't you think everybody's probably frustrated? I said this when you were on the big-time radio show over with Gary Tengway. Yeah.
Truck guy.
Don't you think Gronk is frustrated? Even if he's being overcautious or whatever and people are – he wants to play football. He doesn't want to be on the sideline. We know what Gronk – I mean, his life revolves around him catching touchdowns, spiking, and then going hanging out with girls afterwards. I mean, that's his life. I don't think he enjoys not being in that lifestyle right now. Well, at least the first part. Right?
Yeah.
So, the big screen right now. Give me a chest bump. It's like everybody's trying to portray him as a guy who's like stealing a paycheck and like this is some grand scheme where I won't have to play.
Yeah, I don't think that that's what
he's all
about. I don't
buy it. Right. He wants to play. If Gronk doesn't have football, what does Gronk have? No offense, Gronk.
I don't know. I don't know.
But he's not exactly Tom Brady who you go, well, he's got his business interests and he's got this and he's
certainly
got...
no threat to split the
atom. Gronk flakes. I mean, there's not a lot going on there.
Gronk
he needs
flakes.
To play.
Hey, Gronk flakes aren't even as good as
they
regular
aren't.
Frosted
flakes. Not even close as regular Frosted Flakes. They lose their sweetness quicker, they're soggier, they're softer, not nearly as good.
What about Flutie Flakes?
I think they're the same thing, actually.
Same exact.
I don't know if you've noticed that the box is like the exact same color. They just changed the picture.
I would never try
Flutie Flakes. Flutie Flakes aren't frosted.
Oh, they're not?
They weren't?
Gronk
oh, you're right.
Frosted,
oh. Well, it's definitely the same company then.
Yeah.
They sprayed some frosting on some Flutie Freaks. Flakes. Freaks. But the freak is going around.
What the hell happened? I've been gone for... It's 22 minutes into the show. What happened to you? You can barely even speak.
You could probably just blame it on me.
Yeah, the new guy's messing, you know, stealing my mojo.
Well, I think at this time in this first segment of the show...
We're going to go to the poll center?
Let's throw it over to Darren Hartwell.
All right.
See what he's got for us.
All right, well, we got the first poll.
Poll, who will win first, Williams or Tufts?
Oh, neither.
C, neither.
First poll is about Gronk, obviously. On a scale of 1 to 5, how concerned are you about Rob Gronkowski?
He can't speak either, Paul. Why don't you yell at him?
Going forward.
But he can never speak.
Yeah, that's true. I'm consistent.
Now, which one is high?
1 is not concerned at all. 5 is extremely concerned.
Tree. I'm right in the middle. I'm growing more concerned because my mind had him playing like 3 weeks ago, so yeah. The fact that Dr. James Andrews can't clear him to play now, I don't really understand what's going to change, why he would play, but I'm not ready to give up on his season, his career, like Gary Tengway wanted to talk about on TV the other night. Freaking ridiculous.
Have we seen the last of him as a Patriot?
Basically.
Is that how they do it? Is not concerned at all. 33%.
33% of Patriots fans are not concerned at all.
Interesting.
How can you not be concerned at all?
Maybe they're thinking we're not concerned about his health. We're just concerned about he's just kind of staying out, even though he's fully healthy, and he's holding back.
I don't understand how 1 in 3 can
be concerned. I've seen a lot of people tweeting me every once in a while with stuff like that. Like, well, this is better. What we'll just have him, you know, right for the stretch drive in the playoffs, as if there's like.
Well, that's how a lot of people started the year.
I understand that, but people,
I haven't seen
people
too many
are thinking
of those
now.
Today.
Why, we don't need. We're 4-1. We don't need him right now. Let's just keep waiting and
be
then let him
know
be.
If you had him.
But I'm thinking to myself, why do you think that he's not playing now if he's healthy and then he's going to magically be? How many times have you seen the Week 11 thing? When after the bye, coming out of the bye, Shane Vereen's eligible to come off IR. And
well, Brady said it just 20 times himself.
But you get Gronk back. Why does everybody assume that everybody's going to be healthy?
Especially since Amendola's got a second groin problem.
I'm worried about that.
First
I'm
it
worried,
was a right, now it's a left.
I'm worried about their overall health of these guys and why anybody would think that, in week 12 or 13, everybody will be healthy. First of all, you're going to have a lot of guys that are healthy right now that won't be then. Plus, there's no guarantee that these guys will be healthy when they come back.
Wow, really took a negative turn.
Well, I don't
season's
see.
Over,
I don't
to
see
Paul
how
Perillo.
You can look at
Perillo quote season over.
I don't see how you can look at Gronkowski and be assuming that he's going to be fine.
Well, what's your number?
The number for what?
1 to 5.
1 to 5.
You got to vote on the Gronk.
5 being the most concerned.
Yep.
4.
Ooh.
I was going to say 4 too because of the Dr. James Andrews angle. If he's the guy saying no, that I mean he seems to be the end all be all.
Yeah, it gets back to my thing. If in May, he had surgery to put the plate in after he thought the infection was over. So it's been, that's 3 months, 4 months? Why am I just going to say, oh, we'll just wait another couple of weeks and he'll be okay?
Hey, he's going to drink a little milk, take some calcium.
There's no guarantee that he's going to be okay this year.
There's no guarantees in life, Paul.
No. That's why I have a 4 on my concern meter.
It's really negative.
Concerned about this.
All right. Second highest is extremely concerned. So, one
so people either aren't worried or,
the sky's falling.
Yeah, so.
Typical Patriots fans. You're either a homer and you're all in, or the sky is falling. You're a cynic.
All right, let's head to the Ace Ticket Hotline. We've got a couple calls up on the board. Let's talk to Dave in Connecticut. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how are you? I'm a homer, and I'm all in. So, you know, I mean, Brady said in his press conference that he's not here, and they can't really concern themselves with that. You know, it has to be, they have to, you know, move on. Who knows when Gronk's going to be back? Here's a question for you guys. You know, like with this Dr. James Andrews thing going on here, is there that much distrust with Gronkowski, with the team doctor, who obviously last year told him he was healthy enough to play, and then, you know, first play from scrimmage, he re-broke the arm against the Houston Texans in the playoff game? Well, what do you guys think about that? Let's start with that.
I mean, clearly that's a factor, and don't you think that's only natural? I mean,
I do too. I mean, you know, I'm concerned about his overall health, and I mean, I don't want him back for one game. I want him back, period. I want this, you know, put behind us, you know, where he can move forward. And, you know, I think a lot of people need to realize, even when he does come back, he's not going to be that monster he first was. I mean, it's going to take him time to, you know, get into, you know, contact shape. I mean, I'm sure, you know, he is getting, you know, banged around a little bit in practice, but that's not a game scenario. You know, they're not cracking him like they're going to crack him in a live game.
Yeah, I'm not giving him that window. I said when he's back on the field, which I was hoping was this week, I want 8 catches, 130 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
That would be really good.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
My game plan for the
not this week.
You know, I think you know, now let me just start with this. I think we really haven't had that balanced attack, and you know, we're 4-1, which is good. But if you look at 2 of those games, or the worst games, obviously, you take the Jet game where we ran for 88 yards, and you take the Cincinnati Bengal game where we ran for 88 yards. Against Buffalo, we had 100-plus, and against the Falcons, we had 100-plus on the ground. Teams have been saying this when Brady was, you know, 3 or 4 years ago when the Patriots were just blowing everybody out and Brady was, like, playing Madden. Teams would say the only way you can really stop Tom Brady is keep him off the field by having a running game. And I think as banged up as our defense is, and I'm not, you know, knocking him on me, but now Tommy Kelly's out, and who knows how long he's going to be out, which is a big loss. You know, he lost Vince for this season. I think the rookies did a real good job in Cincinnati. I really do. I think I can understand why Belichick tried to pick this kid Chris Jones up off waivers 3 times. I mean, he looks like a player. It was only 1 game. You know, I'm not going to put him in Canton yet, but he did a heck of a job for his first game there. And so, you know, I think that we really need – our offense needs to help our defense against Drew Brees. We need to have that consistent running game where we can milk the clock and keep Brees on the sideline. Okay? You know, I mean, they have a lot of offensive weapons there. You know, I'm hearing Khalid might be covering a tight end. That's good. Who's going to pick up Darren Sproles? Who's going to pick up their wide receivers that are very good? You know, we're going to have our hands full defensively against Drew Brees.
So you're predicting a loss, I would assume?
No.
I knew you weren't. I was just wondering, you know.
I mean, I don't care who they play. I'm always going to say they're going to win. I think we can win if we establish a running game. And it's good that Ridley's back. I don't know what Bolden's status is for the game. I know he's a little bit banged up. You know, I'm saying 21-14, Patriots.
Yeah, but your opinion carries no weight, just so you know, because you told us you'd never pick against them.
Oh, that's true, too. You know, hey, you're your team. You love them when they're good. You love them when they're bad. Either way, guys.
I hear you.
All right, Dave.
Thanks,
right,
David.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
Paul Perillo, I'm assuming,
Andy Hart,
or at least this is what I would do if I were Matt Patricia, and then Bill gave me the game plan, so he would actually decide what to do. But, you know, if I actually had control, I would go nickel today. Take one of those defensive tackles off the field. My nickel would include Brandon Spikes. I would have 3-3-5. That would be my nickel. And I would match up Aqib Talib with Jimmy Graham. That would be what I do.
And with somebody else, I would hope.
Oh, yeah. You know, normal defense, but not just one-on-one. But he would be running all over the field with Jimmy Graham.
Yeah, and that's something we talked about all week. I agree with you. I think you
a lot of fans don't.
You have to have a bracket situation with Tlaib and probably McCourty on Graham because he's just too much for any one guy to handle. I think Tlaib is the biggest member of the secondary, so the whole – you can't put a cornerback on a tight end thing. Doesn't really hold water. You don't have linebackers that can handle him. You don't have, you know, Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman types that are athletic enough to be around him. I think what you're going to have to do is I think some of what Dave said is true. I think you're going to have to try to shorten the game a little bit and run the ball. I don't know if you can run it well enough, to do that. But you got to try to shorten the game and – and hold on, I agree. Spikes is going to be part of this. To me, this gets to a situation where you're talking about your best 11 players. And all due respect to, you know, that testimony to Chris Jones, I don't think he's one of your 11 best defensive players. Brandon Spikes is probably going to have to be out there with the rest of the nickel or whatever your sub package you want to call. Andy's 3-3-5 you want to do?
Yeah, you know what I'm doing.
Fine with me. I'm with you.
All right, guys. It's time to take a break here. But on the other side, we'll have our special guest, Mike Triplett from ESPN.com. He's the New Orleans Saints reporter. So we'll have him on next here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
You're listening to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social with Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart, only on the Patriots Facebook page.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 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 1-800-MY-SEATS.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play Online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
You know the view from New England.
I'm defending the Patriots.
But what about the view from the other side?
It is what it is.
Time now to go behind enemy lines.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Scott Sudikoff filling in for Mark Bertrand this week alongside Paul Perillo and Andy Hart. It's
and you are not a mistake repeater. Your mic
is not,
on.
I double checked. I clicked the button twice to make sure it was green. We're all ready to go.
Doesn't that shut it off? Doesn't it toggle?
Well, I did it to go red and I did it back to go green. So I'm on the air. That's all that matters right now.
Oh, yeah. Then why are we babbling about this? We're on the air. Go.
So it's time to get the view from the other side of the field. Our New Orleans Saints reporter from ESPN.com joining us on the Ace Ticket Hotline. It's Mr. Mike Triplett. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Not too bad. The first half hour of the show, we've focused on Rob Gronkowski, as you might guess. Coming from the New Orleans perspective, how does this look from the outside looking in, really, this whole Gronkowski mess?
Well, you know, it might have been an interesting dilemma for them this week because at the beginning of the week, it sure sounded like he was going to be ready to play in this game. But I think as the week went on, they just wanted to make sure they were prepared for either scenario, you know, and that they're not going to sell out their gameplay plan one way or the other. You know, I mean, I think it was clear that he was going to be limited even if he did play. So I don't think they had put together an entire game plan on stopping Gronkowski that's going to throw them for a loop or anything.
Obviously, Gronkowski being out sort of takes away the opportunity we should have had of seeing the two best young tight ends in football match up, two draft classmates. How good is Jimmy Graham right now? How have you seen him improve now in this young season where he's putting up such ridiculous numbers yet again? And where's the ceiling for this guy?
I do not know if one exists. I mean, you know, last year was kind of a weird setback year for him. I think he missed not having Sean Payton running the offense because he's so good at finding and exploiting the matchups for him. He also battled a wrist injury all year long. But right now he's right back to where he was in 2011 when him and Gronkowski were going back and forth for that tight end yardage record. Completely that. I think, if anything, maybe he's matured a little bit and he dealt with some adversity last year. It made him even hungrier. I think he said he worked harder than ever this offseason, although, you know, that's never been a question mark with him. But yeah, I mean, you're adding maturity to the incredible talent and the coach who knows how to exploit that matchup that he creates better than anyone. And the thing is, if a defense does want to sell out and say, we're not going to let this guy beat us, then the Saints certainly have other weapons they can turn to, like Darren Sproles and Marcus Colston, which it makes it even harder for a defense to just say, let's not let this guy beat us.
I wanted to ask you specifically, Mike, about teams selling out and how exactly they're defending. Andy and I sort of advocating putting Aqib Talib on him, certainly not alone, having some help with maybe a guy like Devin McCourty. But have you seen a cornerback take on that task, or is Graham just too big and physical for that?
Well, certainly not like a single individual cornerback treating it like a one-on-one matchup. But, I mean, we see defensive linemen bump him off the line of scrimmage. We see corners, when he's lined up out wide, bump him in the line of scrimmage, and then a safety or a linebacker immediately picks him up. A lot of bracket coverage. I can't think of the last time we've seen a guy who's like, this guy's your assignment one-on-one. Because there aren't many guys who are a good matchup in that regard. But, you know, when defenses do that, you've got Sean Payton, you've also got Drew Brees recognizing things on the field. I think the most interesting case was a couple weeks ago on Monday Night Football, the Dolphins really sold out to make sure and take Graham out of the game plan, and he did not have a catch in the first 20 minutes. But by that time, Sproles had 7 catches for 114 yards.
Is it by design or just sort of by happenstance that after Graham, who's obviously the top weapon, that the running backs, Thomas and Sproles, are the next two most leading receivers? Has that just kind of unfolded as the year's gone on, or has that been something they wanted to do?
Well, definitely with Sproles, that's how they use him. And really in this offense, it's how they used to use Reggie Bush. I mean, I think Sproles had something like 85 catches in 2011. Bush once had over 90 catches in this offense, so that role is by design. Pierre Thomas has always been sort of a 50-50 kind of back. He's very good at the screen passes, one of the best I've ever seen, at running the screen, and he just caught the Bears unaware on a screen pass at a real well-timed point last week for a 25-yard touchdown, scored on a screen pass touchdown when the Saints won the Super Bowl. That's something he's always been really good at, too, so definitely by design, and the Saints don't have a terrific power run game, so those sort of short passes are their ways of keeping a defense off balance.
Let's switch to the other side, Mike. Are you believing in this start defensively? Is Rob Ryan making this much of a difference? How good is this Saints defense?
I don't know. I can't. 5 weeks in, after 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, it kept being like, is this for real? There may still be some setbacks and growing pains to come, but, there's very legitimate things. They were pretty successful in their years under Greg Williams when they were a real confident bunch, when they were more attacking, when they were more versatile, and I think they've kind of quickly gotten back to that. There's some really decent players that have been here for a while that are getting back to playing with confidence, especially in the secondary, but the big thing that's changed is they've got young guys, young pass rushers with their front four, Cameron Jordan and Junior Gillette in particular, who are providing a consistent pass rush when they're not blitzing, and that makes any defense better.
How have they been stopping the run?
They've been okay at the run. Sometimes they're willing to concede the run. The one thing that they made their top priority and the one thing that really destroyed them was the big play in the pass, the deep ball, the cutback run around the edge. So they're willing to give up some yards up the middle of the field from time to time to make sure they're preventing the big play. So I think statistically their run defense numbers don't look that great, but they haven't been giving up those home run runs or those home run passes, which is why I think they're fourth in the NFL in scoring defense.
Mike, looking at this Patriots offense from afar, what's been the reaction in that Saints locker room between the players and whatever you're hearing in terms of preparing for a Tom Brady offense that doesn't look like it usually does, only scored 6 points last week and is scuffling a little bit here?
That's not the message that they're sending. they hold the Patriots in really high regard. It's only the second time they've played the Patriots in the Brees-Peyton era, first time they've played at New England in the Brees-Peyton era over 8 years. So they're taking this as a big challenge, a big test. They're talking a lot more about New England's 31-3 home record. The defensive players who've never played against Tom Brady are looking at this as an opportunity to go against one of the best. They're not dwelling on the weaknesses they're seeing from this team right now.
We always like to.
They may try to exploit him, though. The coaches certainly will try to exploit what they've seen that's not working for them.
Oh, I'm sure Rob Ryan somewhere is licking his chops and sees this as an opportunity to get after Tom Brady when he doesn't necessarily have the most weapons around him.
Exactly, and yeah, I mean, I think it's been clear just me watching from afar that he's lost his sort of go-to, reliable, comfort zone guys. You know, which obviously must have made a difference from their end of things.
We like to wrap up our visits every week with our out-of-town writer. Just getting a quick prediction. This is one that doesn't look great for the home team, but how do you see this one playing out?
Well, I think it'll be close either way. I kind of went back and forth on this. I think even as recently as a couple weeks ago, I had kind of looked at this as a game the Saints might finally lose just based on the circumstances. But I ultimately went ahead and picked the Saints to win 27-24 because the Saints are just so locked in right now. They're winning games if they jump to an early lead, and they're winning games if they have to come from behind late. They're playing with so much confidence right now that it's hard to pick against the Saints right now, but I certainly wouldn't be surprised to see this one turn out either way.
All right, Mike, thanks for joining us here on the Patriots pregame social. Enjoy the game.
Happy to do it. You too.
Thanks, Mike.
So he's got the Patriots kicking 8 field goals to get to 24 points.
Yeah, we don't get very many out-of-town writers that pick their team. We did get one last week.
He was right.
Jeff Hobson picked Cincinnati to win the game, and he was right. So for the second week in a row, I would say we probably haven't had – this is the 2.5 years we've done this show now, and I would say fewer than 5 have taken their team to win the game.
Patriots used to be good.
Wow, you are so negative. That's why I was laughing when he was saying, you know, it's hard – you know, I asked him about the defense. It's hard not to be a believer. I'm like, oh, just hang out with Andy and I. We'll tell you how these things are fraudulent.
A bunch of emails coming in at webradio@patriots.com. Of course, you can call in at 855-PATS-500.
Or if you're in Japan, that's 00531-161396.
No one's going to remember that number.
I'll read it again. Japan, 00531-161396. That's for Jason in Chiba. We have a Jason who lives in Chiba, Japan, that calls sometimes if he wants
Chiba?
To call. Chiba.
Didn't know there was
Chiba. I didn't either until Jason in Chiba called in. I didn't know there was a Phuket until somebody called from there.
We have a question from Johnny in L.A.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know where the Phuket it is.
Yeah, only that's not the way we pronounced it the first time we had were made aware of it.
Oh, God.
Johnny in L.A. The real radio guy's like, that's a $6 million.
Johnny in L.A. has
I could get fired from my real
question. Pretty simple question, I guess. Here.
Johnny!
So if the Saints have better receivers, more dynamic running backs, the world's best tight end, and a quarterback who's currently playing at a higher level than ours, how exactly do the Patriots even stay in the game today?
Run the football, play a little. I mean, the defense. I mean, if you believe in the, you know, everything Mike Triplett said about the Saints defense, well, 5 weeks in, we could say, how could you not be a believer in the Patriots defense?
Right.
They've met virtually every challenge that's been thrown their way.
Yeah. Couldn't they have won the game last week the way the defense played? Absolutely. So you need another performance like that. Admittedly, the New Orleans offense is a much different animal than Cincinnati's, but you're at home. If you can run the ball and shorten the game a little bit, you might be able to do it. And let's face it. If they're going to do it, the Patriots offense has to play better than it has.
By the way,
it's simple. You're not going to win the game 6-3.
Just something funny here. The Rams are beating the Texans 31-6.
Wow.
Yeah, the Texans aren't good.
In Houston.
Yeah.
And what is Schaub doing?
John McClain has been absolutely torturing the Texans on Twitter all day. Just the worst performance that he can remember. These are the type of performances.
Isn't that Schaub throwing a pick six?
That'll get Gary Kubiak
he's
fired.
13 for 17 for 169 yards, no TDs, no interceptions. So he's not at fault so far, by the stats.
The defense is packed.
They must have just turned the ball over because I know that the Rams just scored to make it 24-6.
So,
they must have just turned it over.
On the kickoff, Keyshawn Martin fumbled and it got taken in for a touchdown.
Oh, there you go.
Has Son of Bum on Twitter retired yet?
I don't know.
He should. It's not working anymore. Remember when he got all the credit for turning their defense around a couple years ago coming over from Dallas?
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't work this year. You mentioned the Saints being a different challenge defensively for the Patriots.
Right.
They're a different challenge. I mean, I don't think there's a team like them in the NFL where you have the two running backs and the tight end. Obviously, Jimmy Graham in and of himself is a different challenge than anybody else on the planet. But having the running backs, Sproles and Thomas, Colston is fourth on the team in receptions and only has 15 maybe at this point. That's not a lot of receptions from a receiver through that point in the season.
Yeah, it is different because they have, you know, they even have two very different kind of running backs that catch a lot of passes. You know, Thomas with the screens and Sproles with his, you know, the more traditional kind of third down back role
right.
that we think of with the speed and the elusiveness. And then, you know, obviously Graham gives them a different dimension.
Anytime, so I almost think a good defense could have problems matching up again because you're built a certain way. You get your number one corners on the outside.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And this just kind of flies in the face of what you traditionally would be looking to stop. And that's why I wonder how this matchup will unfold. I think it's a tough matchup for the Patriots with their big linebackers. You know, I've mentioned this a number of times. Jacquez Rogers gave Dante Hightower problems a couple weeks ago. Well, Darren Sproles is far better than Jacquez Rogers. That's
right.
a concern on the edges.
The running backs have been a problem going back to the preseason. Have been a problem for this team.
And they should, I mean, that's going to happen sometimes when you have, you know, I would say that, you know, while we've all said, okay, they've become a 4-3 defense, and they clearly have. They're no longer a 3-4 or a hybrid scheme. They still have those big linebackers. They don't have these small, fast run-around linebackers that might have a better chance of matching up against
right.
a Darren Sproles. They still have, I mean, Dante Hightower and Jerod Mayo as outside linebackers are beasts. They're inside linebackers in a 3-4. So I think this is a tough matchup for them. And
yeah, right.
I got confused by the...
Looks like you had a thought thought to finish there.
Well, Twitter interrupted.
He had to take a nap in the middle of his, you know, rant.
It's a good chance to jump right back onto the Ace Ticket hotline and... We're gonna talk to Jeff in Vegas. He's got a. He's
You're
got
late this week.
He's got today's line. Hey,
where
Jeff.
You been, Jeff?
Hi, guys. How are ya?
Did you hang up? Yeah. Did you hang up because we were going to the out of town writer?
No, I got a little thrown off with the with Beadle not being there.
I'm sorry.
Game. I got a little sidetracked. No problem. A little sidetracked to these early games. Speaking of which, the Bengals are just playing lights out at Buffalo. I mean, they're just.
So that's
just
making that loss now. Last week look better now because the Bengals are better than we thought. Even though the week before the win
making,
over Atlanta.
Either that or it's making the struggles against Buffalo look a lot worse.
It's really getting hard to rationalize these wins and losses for the Patriots and figure out what was a good win, a bad loss. I liked it better when they just blew everybody out and I knew they were a good team.
Yeah.
I know. It's been a very
All due respect to the close brigade out there, you know.
That's
good,
you, Felger.
Close good.
Dimwit.
Yeah, I know. Felger and Maz are just loving this. That whole argument with Paul about offense not being good. Anyway, over to this game, I'm thinking a lot of people are saying it could be close because the Saints' second game on the road. But Gillette has a real fast track. You know, it's not like they're on grass like they were last week at Chicago.
Sure,
that's a good point. And I actually heard one of those. One of those gambling kind of. I forget the guy on his name is. You know the guy Mike Adams talks to on Fridays? What's his name? Adams
Sorry to interrupt. Real quickly, inactives
okay,
for the Patriots.
Okay, inactives. That's important. Hold on, Jeff.
Tommy Kelly, Matthew Slater, Chris Barker, Josh Boyce, Rob Gronkowski, Leon Washington, Tavon Wilson. So the interesting one, if you're keeping score at home, would probably be Josh Boyce, who has really been inactive, but in uniform. Now he's just not in uniform when he's inactive because he ain't done poop.
Now Austin Colley is active, right?
Yeah. That is true. Austin Colley.
Colley for Boyce.
I'm sure that's good.
So now you're down two receivers.
That's another thing that scares me a lot is like complete lack of playmakers on offense for New England.
Yeah, that's a little bit concerning. You're right, Jeff.
That's why we called it the woe fence on our cover
last
week.
I heard one of those betting guys saying how, you know, they're different.
Jeff?
They're different on grass. And, you know, they'll go to New England this week and they'll be on grass. And I'm like, you're supposed to be like this 1-800. You know,
you're supposed to know the little teeny things that make a difference.
And you don't know that the Patriots, and Jeff is exactly right, because it is a fast track. The New England field turf is a fast track. So I don't really understand the whole point there. But
yeah, you have to choose carefully about which wise guys you want to pay heed to. As far as the number, movement opened New England -3, then -2. Now it's down to 1.5. Total, though, is up to 51. I think I might be learning a little under that 51. You guys?
51. So
I got you right on the number.
I would need the Saints to score 48.
27,
that would still only be
right
a push because it would be 51 with the Patriots field goal that they're going to chip in.
You are just a miserable, miserable little man with a very large head.
Yeah,
Hi, guys.
I like the under.
If I had to say, I'm with Andy and Jeff. I like the under too, but I'm right on it. 27-24.
Yeah. Well, that's going to bring us to the Jeff and Vegas Smart Money Play of the Week.
Heavens to Betsy!
Yeah, I'm going under the 51. Pretty good feeling about that. Again, who knows how many points New England can score? As far as I got the Saints +3 early in the week. I have a major play on it. I think New England, unfortunately, today gets completely outclassed. The Saints are going to, the Pats linebackers, as you guys were alluding to, cannot stop, you know, these quick running backs. And, I'm very, very concerned on this game. Huge play, on the Saints getting 3, but I think New England, you're going to have the Chicken Little sky is falling after this loss this week. And then New England goes on an epic run, might even run the table, you know, finish maybe 12-4. And have some momentum going into the playoffs. Take the Saints and the under, lock it in.
Okay. Outclassed. Is that the phrase he just used? It's very negative.
Yeah. I'm surprised that Jeff was that strong about it. I'm also surprised that they're going to go on an epic run. So if they lose this game, they're 4-2, right?
Yes.
10 left. So an epic run is 8-2, 12-4.
I don't know why you're arguing with them. You have to be mean.
I just remember when epic runs around here meant going 16-0. I mean, that to me is an epic run, Scott. You know,
I agree. Well,
now who's being negative?
We've really lowered the bar, haven't we?
14-2 is fine. I'll take that.
No, I'm obviously just playing. 8-2, that is great. I mean, that's obviously 80%. I mean, that's terrific football. And if you can go, listen, that's what I picked before the season was 12-4. The injury situation, I'm not going to lie, is definitely. Yeah, I didn't expect Gronkowski to still be out at this point. I don't know where they're going to get the offense to keep up.
Just a total aside from Twitter via our friend and former NFL mouthpiece, Mike Pereira, on the officiating. Did you know if you do a flip celebration and land on your feet, it's legal? If you land anywhere else, it's a flag for an illegal celebration.
They don't want you to hurt yourself.
So Sanders got a flag on...
It's ridiculous. That's what he just tweeted out. Re-flip celebration. You stay on your feet. No flag. Anywhere else, flag.
If your flip is not successful and you end up on the ground, it's a flag.
I mean, what is going on?
There's nothing
this?
Like an unsuccessful flip.
If you landing. Flip and land on your feet, no flag. If you wear the wrong color cleats for the wrong charity, it's a fine.
And
like
it's official, by the way. He got he's
yeah,
getting
5,200 or something.
If you can't finish the flip, you deserve to get a penalty.
I disagree. I think it's more entertaining to see a guy not all finish right. the flip.
I think it's idiotic that you would do it.
That's a good point.
But, you know.
I also wouldn't do it.
I don't understand why it's a penalty.
And I think very few people would do it if they weren't pretty sure they were going to land it. Because, you know, there's 70,000 people watching. You don't want to look like an ass.
No, a lot of guys flip over onto their back. They do it on purpose.
Oh, is like, that what this was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This wasn't a celebratory flip. This was into the end zone
No,
flip.
He flipped into the end zone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, thought it was a celebratory flip.
Well, it was.
No, Sanders.
No, I thought it was like Ozzie Smith coming over and doing a flip or whatever. Yeah.
Let's go back to the Ace Ticket Hotline. We have Alex in Chicago. Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Sup?
All right, well, the only problem I have with the Gronkowski situation is that it seems as though since the week heading into Atlanta, we've been booking him, you know, as a Gronkowski return, building up all this optimism just to find out that he's not going to play. You know, I'm glad he was taken off the PUP list so he can practice, you know. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm not.
But, it seems as though this game right here is a must-win for the Patriots. That's what the media is portraying it as. You know, everyone seems as though they picked the Saints.
Need names
in this game.
No, I'm picking the Saints, but I don't think it's a must-win. I mean, you're 4-2. You have the Jets coming to town. You're kind of where most of us expected you'd be. Everybody thought this three-game stretch was tough. You'd probably either go at best 2-1 or 1-2.
I don't think anybody has this as a must-win.
The Patriots are losing that mystique. Like I was watching the pregame, shows before these morning games, and on NFL Network, Warren Sapp, Deion Sanders, Michael Irvin, everyone's picking the Saints, you know?
So the Saints are the better team right now.
But I thought you were saying it was a must-win. I mean, no one's calling it a must-win for the Patriots.
The mystique is gone because you're not that good right now. You scored 6 points on the road last week. You broke a touchdown streak that went back 52 games. Tom Brady doesn't have a single weapon that he had last January in the playoffs. The mystique goes away with the talent.
Right. And I'm hoping if we even do lose this game, I'm praying that it's like a shootout, you know, somewhere in the 20s. I want to see something from the offense. At least don't lose, like, you know, scoring one touchdown or something again, you know?
I couldn't disagree with you more. I think a shootout would be horrific because it says the one thing you've counted on through five games, your defense, isn't really that good. I think you want to lose a close, low-scoring game. If you lose 10-7, you say, well, you know, the offense is still struggling, but at least the defense held them to 10 points.
Yeah, I agree.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I want to lose a shootout just so I can have something to look forward to, some optimism about this offense improving, you know?
Yeah, are you listening to a word I just said?
I don't want to lose a shootout.
Are
I
you
want
high?
I want the defense to keep playing well, and if the offense doesn't do it, then, you know, you're going to have to just back to the drawing board. But if you if your offense doesn't play well and your defense doesn't play well, now you have multiple problems.
Did you smoke a little of the wacky tobacco this morning?
I did.
Oh, good
I
for
am
you.
Not surprised.
That's
good for you.
That's a common trait.
That will allow you
common
to relax.
Common trait of Patriots.com radio.
All right, on that note, I think we'll,
go
let,
snack.
We'll let Alex go. He can get back to that. Some breaking news. Just getting this from producer Kevin.
Breaking.
Some call him Monkey Boy, I guess, behind the glass.
Dumbass.
But
that's too much.
Matt Schaub has been carted off in Houston, and the fans cheered.
Oh, you never like to
and
see
now
that.
And now T.J. Yates is into the game for Houston.
I hope that guy who was the
Do Chiefs you have, like, all the Texans or the Rams in fantasy? Why are you, like, so fixated on this game? Monkey Boy.
He doesn't know how to work the buttons.
It's interesting. Because we're playing them, too, and they're in our
Yeah, we play them in, like, December.
It's interesting.
And I think they've been eliminated from playoffs already.
Who was the
national Kubiak will not be coaching that game.
Who was the tackle that was all pissy when they did that to Castle?
Eric Winston.
Where's he now?
I think he's out of football.
Oh, really?
I think he's out of football.
I thought he was like a $5 million a year tackle. Good job, Pioli.
let's
oh, he's old.
Let's grab one more email before we go to break here. It's on Stephen Ridley, and I'm blanking right now. He's active. He is active.
So Fred Kirsch is happy because Fred Kirsch believes Stephen Ridley and Jim Brown are basically neck and neck for the most dominant running backs of their era.
Well, last week, Fred Kirsch, who he's our boss. I don't know if you know who Scott. He's our leader.
You better know who he is. He's paying you.
I can't remember the last time he picked against the Patriots in our weekly picks on Thursdays. I mean, you'd have to go back to at least like 2002. For the last time that he's picked against the Patriots. He picked Cincinnati last week, and he said the tipping point was when he found out that Ridley wasn't playing.
Well, Bob from Naples asking, how healthy is Ridley, though? He's active, but is he banged? Obviously, he's banged up.
He's still on the injury report. He was still questionable
but he did,
and limited.
He did practice this week. Last week, he didn't. So he's obviously better than he was last week. How effective? I don't know. They have a bunch of backs, though. I mean, if he can
they
get
need
10,
him.
But if he can get 10 carries... You know, maybe he can't, and like, I want him to get a lot of carries. I want him to get 20-plus carries today. I think that's the only way the Patriots can stay in it is by running the ball really effectively. But if he can't, if he's not healthy enough to do that, you should be able to split it up between Bolden, Blunt, and Ridley well enough to get 30-plus carries for the game.
Sure.
If you run it well enough.
Poll question.
We're going over to the poll center.
Poll question, just saying.
Go ahead. What's the poll?
How many carries will Ridley get today?
He will get 17.
All right. Well, the options are, I'll take that, less than 10, 10 to 15, 15 to 20, or 20 more.
15 to 20 carries for Stephen Ridley, and do keep an eye on, by the way, Ryan Wendell was not on the inactive sheet. He had a concussion that limited him practice, but there was some talk among Patriots fans on PFW in Progress this week of maybe there needs to be a shakeup in the middle of the offensive line. Maybe they need to get Marcus Cannon or Will Svitek in at guard and bump Conley over to center, get Wendell out of there. His shotgun snaps have been bad. As you can see by the cover of PFW, he's had some issues pass protecting Tom Brady because he was in his lap and he has a concussion. So be interesting to keep an eye. Will Svitek obviously healthier now. Maybe he's the guy you bring in at guard as the veteran, even though he has only played guard in the preseason here. But I'd be keeping – if Paul's right and they want to run the ball, maybe they want to get bigger and stronger and more stout on the offensive line as well.
All right, we'll grab a break here.
We'll
pause on that.
Time to grab a break.
And when we come back on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, you'll have your six-pack coming your way. So more to come on the Patriots.
Taking my shirt off?
Pregame social. Don't want to see that.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call StarStarNFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios triple play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Now, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Hey, you don't sound like Mark Bertrand.
Mark Bertrand is on assignment this weekend, and a very important assignment, and he's enjoying himself, as far as I know. So that's...
I bet you he's poop-faced.
I don't know what that means.
I can't say the other thing.
I know, yeah. Well, I thought we could. Well, actually, no.
Well,
we can. We talked about it.
Go for it.
We talked about it earlier.
Don't open the door.
Don't, yeah.
Keep him on the straight and narrow.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Oh.
Yeah, supposed to be.
You tend to wander.
To back me up here.
I'm supposed to have a host who reels me in when I get off the tracks.
All right, there we go.
That's your job.
855-PATS-500, the Ace Ticket Hotline. Let's go back to it.
Is this Jason and Chiba?
We'll talk to, no, it's Steve in Pasadena, California, the home of the Rose Bowl. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Just fine, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Can't complain. Yeah.
I'm sure. Well, big fan of all the Patriots.com shows except for Rook and the Queen.
Well, I'm a big fan of yours after that comment.
They're more like peons, if you ask me, but we'll let that one go.
I hear you,
bro. I have a comment about Gronkowski's situation. So, you know, if we rewind back to training camp, we're all saying, well, do we prefer to have Gronkowski week one or just make sure that he's healthy and ready to take a good hit? Around week eight, I think, was the question back in the day. And, you know, it's looking like it's going to be like that. So I think maybe, you know, is it frustrating? Absolutely, because he's clearly the best player other than Brady, although I don't know if you have to ask Paul if that's true or not. But
in the regular season, that would be true. Second after Brady.
Although you don't get to see Gronkowski in the playoffs either, so I guess that's another point. But anyway, I mean, if
they didn't bring him back with a broken arm, we would have seen him.
All right, you two.
If we would have, I mean, this is exactly where we're at right now. I mean, it's going to look like it's going to go into like week eight probably. But don't we? I mean, if we just go back, we just see that's exactly what we wanted. We wanted him at the end of the season because the last couple of years we see that we're not as efficient and effective without him. So
the problem with that is we want him healthy at the end of the season, and I'm concerned now that you're not going to get him healthy at the end of the season.
And the other problem is perception. Had he been on PUP and it was week 8 or 9, you wouldn't have cared because he would have been out of sight, out of mind for 6 weeks. Or had he even not started practicing the second they started the season,
right. You
might feel differently. If he had just returned, you know, if week 3 we'd be like, oh, nice, Gronk's back on the practice field this week. Then week 4 he's working into shape. But he's been on the practice field for 6 weeks. We had the reports that they thought he might be ready to go in terms of week 2. So 1 week into practice, essentially, on that Thursday, they thought he could play. That's where the frustration comes from. And this is where I started the show. I'm going to call out Patriots fans that have changed their opinion. If you were okay with him only playing the end of the year in the playoffs, then nothing's changed. You'll be happy when he comes back in a couple weeks. You know, we have reports from Florio that maybe he'll be back in 2 weeks and whatever. All those people that felt that way in the summer should feel the same way now.
Yeah, and I will feel exactly like what we're talking about right now if he's healthy. If he's okay in the playoffs, he's 100%, then I'm with you guys. He's Gronk. He's dominating.
Oh, he's Gronk.
Yeah, he's healthy enough
so
to play
Rob
at a
Gronkowski,
high,
Paul.
He's healthy enough to play at a high level.
Cause,
and
you know,
I'll be with you
some
guys.
Some doctors probably think he's healthy right now. Those doctors are probably named Gil. Right?
Sure.
By all accounts, he's been cleared by the Patriots, right? But has not been cleared by his guy, Dr. James Andrews.
Just two guys.
So you have, the other guys. Jesse Jupiter, who I didn't know that name until like 2 days ago. That just came out of nowhere. But, what does healthy mean? Does healthy mean on the field? Because he was on the field last year, but was he healthy? I don't know. He didn't look healthy, so he was on the field. Now he's not on the field, but he might be healthy even though he's not on the field. What is healthy?
It's relative. It's a relative term. So.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
All right,
Steve.
See you, man. Rose Bowls.
I like when the callers have enough of us.
I do too, and they're like, I'm going to hang up now. You guys keep talking. Yeah. I'm gone.
You guys aren't making any sense. I'm going to go back to doing whatever I was doing.
All right, let's stay on the
Wait, can I ask a Twitter question real quick?
Yes.
From Mike C.
Go.
Who is actually at Bobby Sprinkler, is his Twitter handle. Why don't they like boys, Paul?
I can only speculate that he's just not getting it. He's not performing. He's not performing well in practice, and he's not making plays. He's not doing some of the things. Listen, in training camp, we were the least impressed with him out of the three of them, right? He was clear.
Sure.
It was Tompkins and Dobson and whatever order you wanted to put those. Boyce was a clear third. Occasionally, he would make a play that you said, wow, that was pretty good. You know, he has incredible speed, and you'd see him get open. Once in a while, you'd see him get behind everybody and make a play. But we were less impressed with him than we were the other two. Maybe that's still the case, and he's just not getting it.
But on a team that needs plays, needs playmakers.
I've been saying it for 5 weeks.
Why can't he play? We're going to get those playmaking ability out of Austin Colley, the guy who's got head injuries and knee injuries and just learned the offense?
I don't know what you're going to get out of Austin Colley, quite frankly. To me, he's more of what you have.
What's that?
You know, intermediate slot type guys that can make plays over the middle.
And White.
I don't know what that has to do with anything, but Boyce to me is a guy that might be different. I mean,
he's white.
Boyce is more of a slot guy too, but I think he can get downfield and make big plays.
Certainly. Or run an end around.
End around. So just give it to Edelman on an end around. He can run with the ball. He's a good runner.
I think Boyce is faster than Edelman.
He is, but Edelman's a good runner, I think.
I think if you hit a big play on an end around, it's because you catch the defense off guard, not because you have a great runner. And the best way to catch a defense off guard is with speed.
Okay.
Guy takes a wrong step, boom, false step, boom, touchdown, boom. Not Edelman making people miss.
What are you, like Ben Volen now? You're looking for a 66-yard end around?
They happen.
Like last week?
I'd like to see somehow.
Volen doesn't drop that screen pass in the first quarter, and the Patriots would have won.
Somehow I'd like to see the ball cross the goal line. Somehow, other than through the air going through the uprights off of Steven Gostkowski's foot.
Okay.
I'm grasping at touchdowns here. I would like to see touchdowns.
And you think end-arounds? That's the missing ingredient? That's how we're going to get those touchdowns?
Receivers who can't catch, so if you hand it to them, they got a better chance of going.
All right, I'll reel you guys in now. And we'll head back to the Ace Ticket Hotline.
What do you got? Jason and Chiba?
Nope, this is going to be Gary in Hamilton, Ohio. What you got for us, Gary?
Hey, how are y'all?
Great, y'all. What's happening, y'all?
Hey, y'all.
They say y'all in Ohio.
Hey, y'all.
My question is,
are you really from Ohio?
No, I'm from North Carolina.
That's what I thought, y'all.
So you like T.J. Yates in for Houston?
Well, not really a Houston fan, I must say.
Well, he went to UNC. That was just my...
Just ignore the new host. He's terrible. He'll be gone next week.
I will be. I'm back college, on the practice squad.
College mentality. We'll just call him Marquise. He'll be on and off the roster.
So what do you got?
Just curious if Gronk's back this week. What's up with him?
He is not playing this week. He is inactive yet again. Apparently, he has not been cleared by his guy, Dr. James Andrews. And same old, basically what we've been going through for a month now.
Why didn't they put him on the PUP list?
My guess is because they thought he was going to play before now, including as early as week two or certainly by week six.
Is Austin Colley quit? Is he going to be playing this week?
He is indeed. Austin Colley is active and probably will make his Patriots debut. You like Austin Colley?
I think that my opinion was we kind of made a little mistake when we let Welker go.
I agree with you.
You know, we went from the number one offense with Hernandez, Gronkowski, Welker, Brandon Lloyd, and now we're dead last. You know, it's amazing to see that, being a Patriot fan as long as I have and seeing all the 2000s what we've had.
The turnover on this roster is amazing. I would agree with you on that. And now some of it was, you know, circumstantial with Hernandez, and some of it they chose to do with Welker, and some of it was unfortunate with an infection to Gronkowski. But the drastic turnover on this roster, even though Bill Belichick says, you know, everybody's been here all year, so we're not really sure what anybody's talking about in terms of new faces, it's ridiculous that a quarterback lost all his weapons in a single year.
Well, if somebody can do it, it's Brady.
Yes, except he didn't last week. In Ohio.
I was at the game.
Yeah, well, it was ugly, huh?
It was very disappointing.
Did you have a raincoat on? That rain was ridiculous, huh?
Yeah, I did. We were expecting to rain the whole game.
Oh, yeah. Did you get your feet wet?
Yeah.
Because I've always heard your feet are the worst at a game. If your feet get wet, then you get cold and soggy. You get those toes.
I was sick for two days.
Because your feet got wet. You should have plastic bags on your feet.
Yeah, that was my mistake. Well, thank you, guys.
All right. Why are you going? You don't want to keep talking.
Wonder Bread pass.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks for the call.
All right.
I don't think he was listening to the show. I think he just called.
Well, he certainly just... wasn't listening to the show. He was asking.
Is Gronk playing? Paulie's playing?
Hasn't been following the news, apparently, either.
I like him, though. He was a very friendly caller.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all, and like hee-haw. It.
We got an email at webradio@patriots.com talking about the receiving core. It's Kyle. He's pretty simple question. How do you guys feel about the receiving core? Do you think they'll get on the same page with Brady this season? Is it? I mean, I think it's been happening week to week. They've been getting better and better.
Well, I don't know about that. Some of them have. I'm not sure Kembrell Tompkins has.
All right.
But I think it will happen better and better the more you have Amendola and Edelman on the field with him. I think those two guys are somewhat on the same page with him. I'm a little concerned about the Burt Breer report that we now have a second groin to worry about with Amendola, not just his first groin. I don't really like multiple groin injuries in my slot receivers who have to make a lot of lateral cuts in their movements. Wow, that was a terrible throw by Roethlisberger. What's he doing? The rookies I still have no idea about. I don't know about Dobson, and I don't know about Tompkins.
You got to resign yourself to the fact, I think, that you're just going to get uneven performances from those two all year. They're going to have some weeks where they're going to make you look, hey, you know what? These guys aren't bad. I think against Tampa, you know, Tompkins caught a couple of touchdowns. Dobson made, I think, 7 catches that day with a couple of key ones to extend drives. You know, last week, neither one of them did a thing. You know, Dobson made a big play late in the game on a broken, breaking a tackle and with a long run after the catch. And Tompkins was thoroughly ineffective. I think you're going to have to live with it. It's going to go back and forth like that. And it's touchdown for Green Bay on a bum.
And that's good enough if you have Gronkowski and Amendola. You have some other consistent weapons.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you don't, it's not good.
But I also share your concern about Amendola. I don't think you're going to get anything like you got week one out of him consistently. He might have some flashes here and there on maybe a week that he's feeling a little bit better, about his ability to cut. But I don't think you're going to be able to get anything like what you're hoping to get out of him.
All right, guys, it's now time to tackle the Sunday six-pack.
Nothing like cracking open a six-pack. Andy, Paul, and Mark pick 6 games against the spread. And just like your favorite beer, these guys are ice cold.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Time for the Sunday six-pack.
All right, boys, Mark phoned in his picks. That's how dedicated he is to this.
It's funny, for weeks he's been mailing them in.
Now that was good.
Thanks, Paul.
That was very good.
Thanks. Check. Got the old stamp of approval from Grandpa Barilla over there.
I think if you... less is more with you. If you didn't try
just
so hard...
because your wife tells you that, doesn't
whoa,
mean...
Whoa, if you didn't whoa, try, whoa, whoa,
if you didn't try so hard, less is more. That was well done right there.
Thank you, thank you.
So anyway,
but now you'll spend the next hour with your sophomoric nonsense, and you'll ruin that.
Last week, a bit of a struggle. 500 was the best we did. Andy, 3-3.
That's good for me.
Mark, 3-3. Paul, 2-4, which brought the standings. Paul is now 500 on the season. He's fallen back a little bit. 13-13. Bertrand, 11-15. Hart, 10-16.
That's not good.
So this week, first game, we have Tennessee at Seattle. Seattle by 13.5.
Tennessee at Seattle. Seattle by 13.5. I am going to go with Seattle at home to kick some ass and take some names. Ryan Fitzpatrick and Seattle on the road at home makes for a bad combo for them.
I agree. I think Seattle at home is a whole different team, and I think they will lay it on and win big.
Quick timeout. Have you ever seen this thing on Twitter where they put a photo of the Texans logo and a woman's reproductive organs together?
No, I have not seen that.
It's pretty funny.
I did see that T.J. Yates threw another pick in the end zone.
Yes.
Just didn't get returned for a touchdown.
Somebody put Kubiak on suicide watch.
So Mark also took Seattle, just in case you guys were wondering. Jacksonville at Denver is our next one. Denver by 27.5.
Yeah, I think that half point is key. I like it. I'm going to take the Broncos to win and cover by 4 scores. Please don't pull your foot off the pedal, John Fox. Bill Belichick never did it, and you should learn from that.
Yeah, because that worked out. Anyway, I am going to take the points there because that's just too many. Too many points. I think Jacksonville stinks, but you know, Denver's defense hasn't played very well, and I think there's a chance that Chad Henne could put, say, 14, 17 on the board,
on
and that's
own.
Enough
yeah.
to cover.
So Mark also took the points with Jacksonville as well.
Making up a game.
Pick up some ground. Third game, Arizona at San Fran by 11.5.
I'll take San Francisco to win and cover. I'm liking the favorites this week.
I will take San Francisco as well. I don't feel as good about it because they just offensively, their passing game is gone. But I will take the Niners to win and cover.
Bertrand also taking the Niners to win and cover. Next game, fourth game, Washington at Dallas. Dallas by 5.5.
Washington at Dallas. I like Washington in this game because, quite frankly, the Skins own the Cowboys.
I like Dallas in this game because I think the Skins stink and I hate their coach.
Beadle took Dallas in this one. Next game, Indy at San Diego, which is tonight, I believe. Or is that
I believe
Monday
it's
night?
Tomorrow night.
Monday night, there you go.
So I will take Indy.
Indy by 1.5.
Yeah, I like the Colts in this one. I'm starting to become a believer in the Colts. I think they have some impressive wins. They look like they've improved a little, Andy, defensively. You and I were wondering, where were the improvements? What have they done? Well, I'm not exactly sure individually where it's coming from, but they're playing better defensively than they did last year, and it's starting to come together, and I think the quarterback is excellent.
Who are they playing?
San Diego.
What's the spread?
1.5.
I'm going to start listening. I'll take the Colts, even though Phillip Rivers has really bounced back and is having a great,
terrific season.
Year.
Fantasy types must be all a flutter. He throws for like 400 yards every
and
week.
And was he like a late pick because he had a bad year?
Ravens just
like
tried your end around. It lost two, by the way.
Did you see what the freaking... Some reason Pittsburgh has decided the best passing game is the receivers throwing. They're on the goal line or near the goal line, and they ran this fake end-around pass to 84. Blah.
Blah.
What are we talking about?
We're going to get to the last game here, which is obviously New Orleans at New England. New England by 2.5.
I am going to take the New Orleans Saints to pull off the big upset in this game. I just, you know, they're being disrespected by the odds makers, and I think they're going to roll to a victory, unfortunately, for Patriots fans.
I am going to take the Patriots to win this game 27-24. Admittedly, when I made this pick, I expected Gronkowski to be part of the equation. I thought the Patriots would get a big lift.
And you're sticking with it?
From his return. I can't be a fraud. I can't.
That's
just,
not a fraud. Conditions on the ground change. Gronk is worth a full 7 points.
I know.
I don't know
if
you followed his career in New England over the last 2 years. He scores every time he plays.
Let's put it this way. I still think there's a chance that they could run the football and shorten the game. And that defense, you know, I'm becoming a bit of a believer in the defense. I think they might be able to slow down New Orleans a little bit. And if you run the ball... 27-24, the Patriots find a way to get a win.
Now, can I explain why you really are picking the Patriots?
No, I'm telling you why. I'm not.
He's still mad because we all picked against them a couple weeks ago. And once again, when we do that in Patriots Football Weekly, they post it downstairs, and everybody, not even the people in your own building believe you can win this game. And they won, and Paul's sick of taking crap for picking against them.
Yeah,
so he's not going to pick against them.
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
For the record, too, Bertrand took the Saints.
Well, Bertrand is right.
We have all the information out there. Now I throw it back to our host.
He and I, we still have a host?
Oh, I throwing it back to me. I'm the host.
Guy? I still want to get a pin with an NFL logo.
Let's grab one more email before we go to our final break of the pregame social here today. Carl wants to know, is Gronk practicing a negative for the offense? I'd have to say no, right? Not really a negative for the – he's dealing with the scout team mostly,
and
right?
We don't know how much he's practicing right. Patriots plays. If they think he's not going to play in a given week, and, you know, we know that he played Vincent Jackson 2 weeks or 3 weeks, whenever that was, a few weeks ago. We know that this week it's Jimmy Graham. You know, he's as good a scout team player as you can possibly have. That's why he's dominating the scout team.
He should be dominating.
So, I mean, that's why the defense has been so good. They've gone against Gronk every week.
Quick update from Twitter. Patriots wearing their home blue jerseys today.
Okay.
Oh, I'm shocked.
So the upset's Silver. Already beginning at Gillette Stadium today, so I got to stick with the Saints.
Will they ever go with the blue-on-blue look ever again? Or that,
no.
That got retired, what, what's
they did lose,
years ago?
They
that
did
didn't
lose,
go well.
I believe, three times in them.
Twice
in
it was Green Bay and Denver, back-to-back.
And it single-handedly ended
might have been just twice. Wow, that's
Stephen
good.
Neal's career.
That's good nonsense trivia right there. That's...
What?
I used to work in the parking lot here and make my way inside.
Marquise coming up with a big
what'd you do in the parking lot?
Parking attendant. Back in the day.
So did you take money or just flag
first
people
just
in?
Just flag people in. I got that. So whenever I pull into the stadium here, I always obey everybody there because I know how bad it can get when people don't listen to.
Yeah, it's because you flaggers are clowns.
Well, I'm not a flagger anymore, bro. It was like...
He's hosting the show, bro.
It's like 10 years ago, bro.
That's a clown question, bro.
Did you like that job?
It paid pretty well.
Yeah. Did you have any issues? Did people, like, threaten to run you over or anything?
I was one of the cool ones.
I'm
the one who
just would, so you know, everybody thinks they're one of the cool ones.
No, we're not supposed to take food from the tailgates if they offer you or tips. You know,
really,
was,
you can't?
You know, I was always the cool one. I was like, yeah, give me a chicken.
Did you drink on the job?
No, never.
Never.
I mean, I was also severely underage at the time.
Preposterous.
I was also 16 or so.
You're only 26 now?
27.
Oh.
You're dealing with a youngin' here.
Okay.
All right, it's time for a break.
Got a Red Sox beard, though.
Yeah, that's true. Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social will roll on next. We'll go live from the press box with Eric Scalavino. That's coming up next.
More hard-hitting facts and analysis coming up next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call Star NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether the sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance, dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios triple play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Now, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Mark Bertrand is on assignment this weekend. I'm Scott Sudikoff, filling in here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, of course, with Paul Perillo and Andy Hart from Patriots Football Weekly. And as we predicted at the beginning of the show, a lot of Rob Gronkowski talk. For most of this 2-hour show, and rightfully so. And if you're tuning in late or if you've been under a rock, he's inactive today, not playing. Dr. James Andrews has not signed off on him playing. The other doc, Jesse Jupiter.
Not Pluto.
Jesse Jupiter hasn't signed off on him playing. For all we know, it seems as if the Patriots doctors have cleared Rob Gronkowski to play, but still not going to suit up. Also had some of the other inactives we had earlier. I know Andy has
Josh
right
Boyce
around the top of his
is the interesting one. Austin Colley going to make his debut. Marquise Cole is back and healthy and active. Stephen Ridley back and healthy and active.
I thought I was Marquise. Well, was that Marquise?
He's Marquise.
Ah, okay. That was good.
But yes, so interesting day. When are we doing the keys to the game? Do we not have the keys to the game on your rundown? We're supposed to do keys to the game.
We don't have a rundown, but we can do keys to the game if you want.
I mean, I think if
there's no rundown here?
If
what
anybody's been listening, I think people know what my key to the game is.
Exactly.
I wasn't, so what is
what?
It
always works out for Belichick and Brady.
You've waited rundown all week for it.
No, I can't wait.
Here are Andy and Paul's keys to the game.
You asked, Andy. You'll receive right there.
Go ahead, Paul.
Run the ball. You got to shorten the game. You got to keep Jimmy Graham and Drew Brees on the sideline. They have to run the ball better than they have in the games that they've really struggled offensively. The only two games they really ran the ball exceptionally well was Buffalo and Atlanta. They have to do that again. This won't be easy, but you got three running backs. I'd say that get them all in double digits in carries today.
Paul wants to go with two words, run the ball. I'm going to go with playmaking. They just need people to make some damn plays. Defensively, make some plays on the ball when it's in the air, whether it's headed towards a tight end or a running back. And offensively, for God's sake, somebody make a play. And that includes number 12. Make some damn plays.
Tom Brady.
You make a lot of money.
Didn't know that.
You are the world's greatest at everything. Make some plays.
Literally everything.
Literally.
I drive by that huge, huge billboard on the side of a building every single day on the pike. And
men want to be him. Women want to be with him.
Looks good.
Some men want to be with him for a
while. I almost want to buy a pair of Uggs.
Yeah, I wouldn't if I were you.
I said almost.
The UGG slippers are fantastic.
I bet they're super comfortable.
I highly recommend them.
If somebody gets me as a present, I'll gladly take them.
What makes them special? Like, what's a?
They're extremely comfortable.
Super soft.
They're very comfortable.
Now, is this like alpaca fur inside, or what exactly is an UGG?
I don't know. I'm not into the status.
They're from Australia, right? So it's like kangaroo fur, koala fur.
I can tell you that they're
fur.
Comfortable. If I didn't I think they were comfortable, I wouldn't say anything.
Huh.
Steven Gostkowski's range today, Andy?
I think the Saints are getting ready. There's a lot of yelling going on out
maybe,
there.
Maybe Drew Brees is doing that thing. You know what?
The whodat thing.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of yelling going on out
there
right now. Last team that did that, Paul?
Yeah, we all know what happened that day.
We have a couple chat room questions we want to get to.
Hey now, what are you wearing?
We got ASL. Jay in Massachusetts, and I think I teased this off the air to you, Andy. A question for Andy and Paul.
I wasn't listening. I don't think.
Would you rather have? Or maybe it actually been to Paul. I don't remember now. This is an interesting question. Would you rather have Bill Belichick or Andy Reid and a real GM? I have a feeling I know what the answer is going to be here.
For me, it's Belichick because I think he's far and away the best coach.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Belichick.
I think Andy Reid is a good coach. I don't think he's great. I think he's a little bit overrated as a coach. But I'm not negative on him. I think he's good. I think Belichick is a great, exceptional head coach. I don't think his GM part is as good as, you know, maybe it could be.
Yeah, I thought it was very, very good.
He drafts very, very good. The free agency, I don't know.
Oh.
That's an element of, where you can help your team that he has not really done very well since 2001.
So he's a very, very good drafter, but he's not a very, very good signer. Okay, I just want to keep it clear. I would take
signer.
Belichick.
He's not a good signer.
You know, it's...
You just said he's not a good signer.
You know, when he does the national anthem and he's next to him doing the hand signals, he doesn't know those.
Okay, good. Good, great.
It's hard right now to argue against Andy Reid being a very good coach because, you know, he took a 2-win football team and they have 5 wins already. That seems pretty good. I mean, that seems like an instant impact.
I didn't say he wasn't good.
But he's not very, very good like Belichick.
He was good.
I think
Belichick is great.
My thing that always hinders me, Paul, and I've told you this a million times, at the Combine one time, coming back from dinner one night, it was relatively late, and I shared an elevator with Andy Reid, and he was clearly drunk and swaying.
You guys had a moment?
Swaying in the breeze, drunk, and I thought, this is the man who's here, like his entire draft.
We were like, we have the same name. Did you tell him that?
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay.
He seemed like he was going to like vomit or something. He was so hammered.
Oh, Jesus.
Another question. This is from Richard in Nottingham.
Hey, Dick.
Which aspect of the offense, spelled with a C, because he's from Nottingham, England,
offense,
needs to improve the most coming out of the loss to Cincinnati? Quarterback, offensive line, receivers, or running backs? Which needs to improve the most?
I don't know if it needs to improve the most, but my fire right now has been focused on the offensive line. I think they have every reason to be able to carry this offense. I have an interesting column in the upcoming issue of Patriots Football Weekly on Newsstands Tuesday. I talked to Logan Mankins for a while this week, and was quite frank with him in my criticisms, and he was quite frank with me back. So you'll look for that on the newsstands or order 1-800-494-PATS. I don't know if you'd actually get it in time. Probably wouldn't. But I think the offensive line needs to be better. They have every reason to be good. They have a great coach. They have all these first-round picks. They have millions of dollars invested. They have all 5 starters back. They continuity, help. Anything you can point to that should be a positive factor for the O-line is intact. Except they went out and got their ass whooped by a better defensive front last week. I thought they got their ass whooped in week 2 against a better defensive front. You can't always just tell me they're bad matchups. You're supposed to be good too.
Most disappointing, the offensive line. Thing that needs most improvement, receivers. They just have to get better. Tom Brady, to paraphrase, we need to start making plays that NFL players make. He said on your very station, Scott, WEEI, last Monday.
You know what's
they
funny?
Need to get better.
Speaking of Tom Brady quotes. So he says this week, you know, we can't worry about Gronk when he's out there or whatever. We'll worry about him. But he has been nonstop for weeks talking about we'll be better on offense when the injured guys get back.
Yeah, we thought Danny would be here all year. We thought Shane would be here.
Are we worrying about it or are we not worrying about it?
And by the way, have you checked out Denver with Wes Welker? I mean, that's all he's been talking about for like 3 weeks.
Interesting. Interesting.
I think the offensive line will be important to watch, obviously, today. The Saints, 15 sacks on the season. Pretty tough front line.
Plus, we
for
know
the Patriots
that
to go against.
Rob Ryan likes to get a little creative, bring things from different areas. They have a hybrid 3-4 they've been using. So in the old days, Patriots might be suited to match up against that, but now they're a 4-3 team, so they don't see as much 3-4. Maybe that gives them problems. Interesting.
Not a great run defense, though, and I think that they might be able to get it going today.
I don't know if you've noticed. Paul thinks they should run the ball and should be able
Saints
to run the ball.
But part of it is what you
Holy
guys
crap,
are talking
he's
about.
Beating us over the head with it.
But it's part of what you're talking about. Defense. 15 sacks, but they're not a great run defense. And
are
I
we
think
a great run
can...
offense?
No. We're an inconsistent run offense, but this is the kind of defense that we run well against, one that's not very good.
I agree.
I misquoted the wrong. I said 26th in rush defense. That's actually 26th in rush offense. New Orleans. Their total defense is 11th. Patriots are 14th in rush offense. So middle of the road.
Yeah. Middle of the
mediocre
pack.
Mediocre. But the Saints have struggled a little bit stopping the run. They have a pretty good average per carry allowed. Obviously, teams haven't necessarily been able to continue to run the ball against them because they're generally playing from in front.
This is very interesting.
Certainly the last 3 or 4 weeks, that's been the case.
I'm going to open up the story. A tweet just went out from Jeff Howe. apparently Karen Garigian talked to Gronk's mom, Mama Gronk, and she said it, quote, really bothers him that he is not playing. I'm opening up the length to the blog entry now. Critics aren't in Gronk's shoes is the headline on the blog entry from Karen Garigian in the Boston Herald. And when it loads, I will have something to read to you. One family under the health. All I can say, this is the mother, Diane Gronkowski, talking. Quote, all I can say is Robbie is dying to play. My little Robbie.
Robbie. Sure he loves that.
He wants to get out there. He's doing what he has to do to get back playing. He doesn't like it. He wants to play. It really bothers him that he's not playing. Next quote, Diane Gronkowski indicated her son wanted to play as far back as week two when the team medical staff thought he was ready to go. But Gronk hasn't gotten back on the field because he doesn't want to end up in the same place he was last season, in an operating room. Here comes a quote. The same people who criticize him for not coming back are the same people who say he came back too soon last time, she said. It is what it is, she said, channeling her inner Bill Belichick. I added that. Rob is the only one who can make this decision. I thought it was James Andrews. Anybody else who has a I added that too. Anybody else who has a comment to make, positively or negatively, aren't Rob. They aren't in his shoes. They didn't go through the surgeries that he went through. You can say what you want to say. Unless you've stood in someone's shoes, you really don't know the whole story. When they go through four arm surgeries, a back surgery, and a foot surgery in a year and a half, then they can make the comments, she added. After the third forearm surgery, Robbie said, I'm never doing this again. And weeks later, he's back in for the fourth one. So he doesn't want to go back where he was and start all over again. It wasn't fun. It was so discouraging. Next quote. She said he was doing special exercises on a new diet, keeping him better prepared for the season. Gronk has apparently cut out pizza and fried chicken, trying to get himself ready. Quote, when he comes back, he wants to be 100% and pick up where he left off. Do people know what he's been doing, what he's been eating? He's just been so disciplined since his surgery. He's eating healthy foods, organic foods. If he didn't want to play again, why would he be doing all that? And then she asks, does Mrs. Gronk think her son would in fact return this season? Oh yeah, he'll be back. It's hard for people to be patient. It's hard for him to be patient. He wants to be out there. That's definite. He'd love to be out there. He would have loved to have been out there 2 or 3 or 4 weeks ago. And then her finally question was about the divide between the team and her son. I don't know anything about that, but obviously his return is an issue. But he'll be back. It'll work out in the end. It always does. Mama putting a positive spin in the end. That's fascinating.
Very, very fascinating. I just like how she calls him Robbie. That's the thing that stuck out to me that whole time.
Old Robbie.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like what we talked about. You just don't know what he's dealing with. You don't know why he's not playing.
Right.
And to sit there and say he should be out there when you don't know why he's not,
right,
is a little irresponsible.
Well, but I don't believe it to be irresponsible on one level. A man is paid a lot of money to know exactly what he's doing, and he has apparently cleared him to play. And that man's name apparently is Dr. Gill, correct?
There's another doctor who's paid a lot of money too, right?
Well, no, that doctor was brought in afterwards. But
so?
Thomas Gill's job is to only put players out there, clear them to play, that are cleared to play. There's no, like, gray area.
But a doctor, there is a gray area because there's another doctor who has a difference of opinion.
No, I know, but you're saying, like, it's irresponsible. And I agree, generally, it's irresponsible to question injuries and toughness. But a man whose job it is to be the New England Patriots team doctor,
okay,
for the best interest of the New England Patriots and its players, has said he's ready to play.
I think.
Right. So it's not totally irresponsible. It's not like you're pulling it, well, this guy should have been back weeks ago. Well, a man who has a medical degree and a medical license believes
and
that.
And I also liked your comment about, you know, the same people that are criticizing him for not coming back now are the same ones that criticize for coming back too soon. They are.
Hmm. Now, the one question I have, and I've had all along, what did they tell him when he came back last year? Was it, you're fine, we kind of need you for the playoffs. Yeah, there's some risk involved, but it's you know, what was that conversation like back then? My guess is he wasn't told you're 100% cleared to play back then. That would be my guess. Just because of what we saw him wearing, how we saw him treating that arm. Whereas I'm guessing now he's been told you're cleared to play. You are healthy. You are ready to play. And that I think is a difference. I think there's a definite difference there in the time frame and the reasons behind him being, quote, cleared last year versus this year. They're two different things, late in the year, early in the year.
Let's return to the Ace Ticket Hotline. It's time to go live from the press box. We'll talk to Eric Scalavino. Hey, Eric, how's it going?
Good. Welcome to this pregame social.
Oh, thanks for having me. I think I'm doing okay. Dunkin' Donuts, Patriots pregame social. Dunkin' Donuts.
Sucking up to the sponsor. I see how you
Dunkin' Donuts.
Eric.
Yes.
This Rob Gronkowski story gets more interesting by the minute. I'm assuming you've seen it, but if not, Gronk's mom talking to Karen Garigian.
I did see that, yes.
She calls him Robbie, which we find interesting down here. Little Robbie. Little Robbie needs to get back out there, some people think, but mommy says little Robbie will be out there when he's ready. What's the hubbub? Is this the vibe? Is this the talk of the day in the press box?
Well, it's actually been rather quiet here in the press box. I haven't really heard anybody really talking about anything.
They're all eating pulled pork,
much,
huh?
Really. Yeah, pretty much. Plus, it's also a later kickoff, so people are, you know, slowly making their way up here. But,
Dick trickling in.
No, but, I mean, it's certainly what, you know, my neighbor here, Fred Kirsch, and I have been talking about all afternoon. And I just don't... somebody's not telling us the full story. I don't know who it is, but we're not getting... We're getting too many different accounts from too many different sources, and somebody's not being completely forthright here.
Or everybody's not being completely forthright.
Well, that's a possibility, too, yeah.
That's actually my theory. I think generally, you know how they say the truth is somewhere in the middle? I think every time someone tells a story, there's a spin on it. There's a personal perspective. You know,
right.
it's when, like, when they do crime scenes and 20 people witnessed it and they all see it in a little different way. They all interpret
exactly.
It in their own way. I think that's what we're seeing here. But, you know, the bottom line is obviously Gronk not playing today. He is inactive. But some guys are active, and I know it's a little earlier in the process than normal, so I'm not sure exactly what you're witnessing on the field right now. But, you know, some of the injury things with Stephen Ridley returning, Austin Colley making his debut, you know, Ryan Wendell is healthy. Does that mean we're going to see our normal offensive line? You know, give me a quick update on what you've seen so far in warmups.
I saw Stephen Ridley come out here, let's say maybe about 15, 20 minutes before the inactives were announced, and he... you know, looked like a guy who wasn't suffering from any knee injury. He was cutting, he was running full speed, he was doing all the things that we're used to seeing him doing. He didn't look like he was suffering too badly from the knee injury that kept him out last week. Austin Colley came out shortly thereafter.
Is he still out there?
Yeah, he is still out there.
Okay, that's good.
So far. Just keep your fingers crossed, though.
Did he know what bench to go to?
Well, somebody had tweeted earlier that he was warming up, and this was accurate. He was warming up in a baseball hat, and I resisted the urge to reply to that and say he's going to need something a little stronger up top there.
We shouldn't joke about that.
I don't want to make light of a serious situation.
No, concussions
like that,
are serious.
Especially for a guy like him, because I really, really don't feel comfortable seeing him on a football field.
Totally agree, Eric. That's kind of why I made the comment about it. I feel the same exact way. I don't think he should be out there.
Yeah, I mean, he looks fine right now. You know, running around against air and catching, you know, passes.
Sure, he's been cleared by a doctor, too.
Yeah, but...
same
you know,
doctor.
I'm going to cringe if he gets in the game and absorbs a hit of any kind. I really am. I just don't trust his durability out there, given all that he's gone through. You were mentioning some other guys who have been banged up and coming back. Marquise Cole is out here. Which is good for him. He hasn't been out the last couple of weeks. He actually survived a roster cut on Friday, which Andy and I were joking about earlier.
Too. I don't know if it's good for him. He's going to have to earn his paycheck this week. The last couple of weeks, he just collected a paycheck from his couch.
Right. The teams are just now going.
Paul Perillo dream.
Are just now going into their offense versus defense 11-on-11 warmups. Ryan Wendell, you asked about earlier. He was the taking the first team reps at center. Doesn't really look like any major changes in the lineup on either side of the ball.
Okay, Riverside, right now. Give me the defense. What are we looking at for the front? Is it the two rookies in the middle of that defense?
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing right now. Exactly right. Joe Villano and Chris Jones are your two tackles right now with Ninkovich and the other Jones. I hate calling him the other Jones, but Chandler Jones on the other side. They're in their base, as they are always are in warm-ups, so it's the three linebackers, Hightower, Mayo, and Spikes, who's wearing white cleats today, not red, so that's fine for him this week, at least not for his clothing. who knows what he's going to do on the field. But
doesn't it seem like Brandon Spikes is kind of like the little kid who lives in a house with a wood stove and he has to touch it to prove that it's hot? Like he needs to screw up to learn. Oh, I'm not supposed to do that. You're right.
Right.
Like he learns after the fact.
Well, it's funny though because I could have sworn I've seen him wear red cleats in games before and he's never gotten fined before.
Maybe he just got lucky previously.
Maybe that's why he kept wearing them. I mean, I guess last week the stickler finally caught up to him, but. Yeah, so everything looks per usual in the warm-ups right now.
What are you seeing on the other side of the football? We always like to do our, and I know we saw Jimmy Graham in practices here, but were the Saints fired up? We heard a lot of yelling outside our studio down here, and I can only assume it was the Saints getting worked up before they took the field to warm up or something.
Well, they came out on the field as a team for the most part. There were a few stragglers who were out here earlier, but they came out and Drew Brees did his, you know, he's famous for kind of like Ray Lewis used to be, getting everybody in the huddle and doing his little, prepared, I don't know what you want to call it. It's not really a speech. It's more of like a song and dance kind of thing that he does. So he did that. And, you know, it didn't look like they were overly enthusiastic. I mean, they were into it, but not, I don't know. It seemed a little manufactured.
All right, Eric, before we let you go, have your thoughts changed at all? Paul Perillo stuck with his pick, taking the Patriots to win this game, even though he said when he made that pick, he thought Gronkowski would play. He's obviously not playing. What are you feeling about this game as we come up on kickoff here?
Too many distractions, too many guys who are on the brink of just coming back from an injury or looking like they're very close to not being able to play for the Patriots. I think that Saints are just too strong a team. I like the tough win that they had in Chicago last week. I'm going to stick with my pick. I say Patriots go down today 20-17.
I lied. I have one more question injury related.
Okay,
Danny Amendola.
Sure.
Bert Breer reported that there's a second groin concern, the opposite groin. I don't even know. Apparently there's just nothing holding his legs together under there. What does he look like?
He still kind of looks like he's running almost full speed, but still with like a noticeable, ever so slight noticeable hitch, but it's hard to tell if that's from the right side or the left side. I mean, I know that he has the right injury for sure, but he looks like he has looked for the last month or so, really.
And you've been staring at his groin for at least a month now.
No,
I have.
Ball. That's Paul.
All right, Eric, we'll be up in a little bit. Don't let him eat all the pulled pork.
Okay.
See ya.
Pulled pork sounds nice right now.
Yeah, we're getting closer.
It sounds
Buffalo
nice.
Is pulled even with the Bengals.
That vaunted Bengals defense.
Thad Lewis.
Would you trade Tom Brady for Thad Lewis today, Paul?
I would not.
No, but you would have traded him for Matt Schaub a few years ago, good call.
I would not. That's not accurate, but that's you.
I'm not accurate?
Oh, we got a touchdown.
Paul,
he's
going to
get caught. That's just unbelievably bad defense.
Fourth and 21.
Fourth and 21 from like their own 20-yard line. Baltimore down 9 with like less than 3 minutes left here, 2-something. And they let him throw a bomb inside the 20. That's not what you're looking for out of your pre-events.
One thing we shouldn't see
today. Just runs right by a guy. Raheem Moore.
I'm trying to help you out. Making an appearance for the Packers. One thing we won't see here today, hopefully, is bad defense.
Touchdown.
All right, I'm just going to get pulled pork now.
Those are our final thoughts.
Go ahead. One thing that you want to see here today?
Well, we won't. We should see two good defenses coming together. You know, we got Mike, that guy, Mike Triplett.
Yes.
Not Larry.
Saints reporter, yes.
He buys into the Saints defense, and, we have every reason, 5 weeks into the season, I think, to buy into the Patriots defense and what they're doing and playing consistently. And, number two and number four in the NFL, scoring defenses, going up against each other. And so, obviously, the wild card in this game, if you look at it, Saints defense is legit, most people think. Patriots defense is proving to be legit. Saints offense is good. That's it. I don't know what the Patriots offense is. I'm done. So that's the wild card in this game. Can the Patriots score some points? They need to score points to win. They can't score. As Tom Brady says, you're not going to win a lot of games scoring 6 points in National Football League.
I'll tell you one thing. If Eric's score ends up being right, I give the Patriots a really, really good chance to win. If they get the game 20-17, low scoring like that, I give the Patriots a really good chance to win if they can keep New Orleans around 20.
Yeah, I think New Orleans is going to win. That's my bottom. That's my final thought. I hate to leave on a real Debbie Downer over here, but
Well,
you just look at it. Drew Brees, has 3-0 against the Patriots, has kind of knows how to beat them. It's a different defense, as you mean. It's all different, but he's not going to miss a lot of throws. He's not going to, you know, you're not going to get away with beating Drew Brees. You have to beat Drew Brees. You're going to have to pressure him. You're going to have to make some plays. Are they ready to make enough plays on both sides of the ball to compete? I just don't know.
Well, kickoff is coming up at 4:25, the Patriots and the Saints at Gillette Stadium. And that will wrap things up for the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Good working with you.
Good working with you as well, Andy.
Thanks for checking in.
And Paul. And
Queasy.
And, yeah, that's going to – we'll wrap it up on that. I'll be back, though, with the Xbox One postgame show after
work.
The game.
Yeah,
we won't be.
You two
work.
Will be working. I'll be back with Kevin behind the glass. So Xbox One postgame show after the game. Thanks for tuning in to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Enjoy the game, everybody.
This has been the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now, it's game time as the Patriots take on the New Orleans Saints.
Over the middle it goes. It is intercepted by Brandon Spice at the 35, 40, 45 at the 50 of Baltimore, and out of bounds on the far side of the field.
Be sure to tune in to Patriots.com radio for the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand immediately following the game.
28 seconds remaining. Empty backfield. Three receivers near side right. Pass lead by six. Snap to Fitzpatrick. Looking over the middle. Fires to the right. Intercepted in the end zone. Intercepted by Devin McCourty.
Log on to Patriots.com all week long for the latest news and information on your favorite team. We look forward to hearing from you next week on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots Pre-Game Social.